The largest film festival in North America, the Toronto International Film Festival, is in full swing. Nearly 300 movies are being shown at the festival over 10 days, including some serious Oscar bait. NPR's pop culture blogger Linda Holmes and our movie critic Bob Mondello just got back after a week of high-impact movie-going, and you guys left before it was over?
That's true.
Still going on, and you're here in the studio with
still
me.
Going
okay,
on.
Well, it was an intense week. How many films did you each see?
I saw 22.
I saw 28, and I saw four beforehand.
And Bob is the winner. Thank you both for joining us. No, okay, so last year, even before the festival started, it seems like everybody was talking about two Oscar contenders. Well, they ended up being Oscar contenders,
yeah,
La La Land and Moonlight. What was buzzy going into this year's festival?
Well, most of what was buzzy didn't turn out to be very fabulous.
Good.
I mean, I hesitated to say that. Almost everything I saw was pretty good. But for instance, there's a movie called Darkest Hour. It is about Winston Churchill. It is set in World War II, and it sounded great.
When will the lesson be learned? You cannot reason with a tiger when your head is in its mouth!
Nonsense.
Who's playing Winston Churchill there?
Gary Oldman. And it turned out it's just a performance. He's wonderful. The movie around him is not. So it was really kind of frustrating.
Linda, did you find it to be a letdown too? I mean, not that specific movie, but generally?
Yeah, most of the stuff that I went to with high hopes met my high hopes. I had already heard about Call Me By Your Name, which we'll talk about,
which
had come out of Sundance. I was really interested in the Aaron Sorkin movie, Molly's Game, mm-hmm. which he wrote based on a book by Molly Bloom, who was a woman who ran a very high-stakes poker game attended by a lot of very famous men. This is his directorial debut.
Hmm.
I didn't particularly like it, but it has a lot of his kind of typical habits, and I think it did live up to what my expectations
are. Does typical habits mean like fast-talking and walking down hallways?
Fast-talking in the Aaron Sorkin is one of the best working writers of dialogue. He also has very bad habits in writing women. They tend to stand around and wait for men to explain things to them, and that happens in this movie as
That's fair. On the other hand, it's a gorgeously directed picture for somebody who is directing his first movie.
So, what'd you both love? You both just swooned at Call Me By Your Name when Linda mentioned it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Call Me By Your Name, it's a gay love story based on a popular novel.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And it's well cast, it's beautiful, it's absorbing, it's a wonderful movie. And, you know, it just kind of works.
I loved Battle of the Sexes, which is about to open later in September.
Is that a rom-com?
No.
Sounds like
it. It stars Emma Stone as Billie Jean King
and
Steve Carell as Bobby Riggs in the story of the big tennis match that they played.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Custer's last stand.
Keep talking, Bobby. The more nonsense you spout, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
Emma Stone is wonderful in it. It has a terrific supporting cast. Sarah Silverman is in it. Enjoyed that a great deal. Also, The Florida Project, which is the follow-up from Sean Baker, who directed Tangerine. If you remember,
Tangerine was a super low-budget movie about trans women in Los Angeles.
Yes, and it was filmed on an iPhone. This is essentially the new film that he did. It's about very poor kids living in a motel that's kind of part of the shadow economy around Walt Disney World.
Wow.
I thought that was wonderful. There's a film called I, Tanya, which is about Tanya Harding, the highlight of which is the performance of Allison Janney as Tanya Harding's mother.
Wow.
A wonderful performance. And then I have to mention, at midnight, I saw The Disaster Artist. Are you familiar with The Room, my friend Ari?
Is that the one about the kid who is... No, that's
no.
Room. I don't know The Room.
The Room is a
arguably the worst movie ever made.
is a notoriously terrible film made and starred in by a guy named Tommy Wiseau. If you've ever heard anybody say, "You're tearing me apart, Lisa."
I have never heard anyone say that.
That's a famous line.
Okay.
Very fittingly, James Franco made a film about the making of that.
And that's what this disaster is.
And that's
movie
what Disaster Artist is.
Disaster
James
Artist.
Franco plays the star and director Tommy Wiseau.
Is the movie a disaster?
No,
the movie
it's
is
wonderful.
Funny and weird. And like I said, if you can see it at midnight with a bunch of people who are obsessed with The Room, which people are in the same way they're obsessed with Rocky Horror Picture Show, it's really funny.
Bob, what were your favorites?
Well, every once in a while you go to something and you don't expect anything of it. I went to a film, a documentary about Sammy Davis Jr. called I've Gotta Be Me. And came out of it feeling as if I knew Sammy Davis Jr. in ways that I had never understood him. I did his obit years ago.
Wow.
I thought I had researched him. And I learned all kinds of things from this documentary. It's just gorgeous. And then there's a picture called Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri that stars Frances McDormand. It feels like a Coen Brothers script. It's actually Martin McDonagh. This is a dark comedy that's really violent. And it's all about the American South, and it's all about race, and it's just terrific and very funny.
Thematically, I'm getting a lot of kind of historical fiction. Yeah. What were the big themes from the festival?
Yeah, we've mentioned the Tonya Harding movie, the Winston Churchill movie. There's also a movie about Mark Felt, who turned out to be Deep Throat, a central figure in the Watergate scandal. Mm-hmm. And then one of my favorites was Chappaquiddick, which stars Jason Clarke as Teddy Kennedy. I liked that one a lot.
That's one of the darkest moments in Ted Kennedy's history. Does this paint him as a tragic figure or heroic figure or what?
No, it paints him as pretty awful. It's a pretty damning indictment of privilege and power and how relentlessly protective the family was, according to this telling.
I have to say that I'm starting to realize how old I'm getting, because a lot of these things happened during my lifetime, and I remember them from when I was a kid.
Not World War II, to be fair.
World
you weren't
War II,
around for
heaven,
that
that's
one.
That's true. Or the one about Thomas Edison inventing the light bulb. That one's called The Current War.
That's our movie reviewer Bob Mondello and Linda Holmes, host of the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast, both back from the Toronto Film Festival. Great to have you both back in the USA.
Thank you, Ari.
It's good to be here.